Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can't get no satisfaction. Jump into the Stones, bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Andrew Sherman. Andrew is an attorney with the law firm Jones Day, and he's the author of so many books that we've talked about on the show over the years, franchising and licensing being the first one I remember. It is still the Bible on that topic, and mergers and acquisitions, et cetera, et cetera. Andrew, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us something's going on at Jones Day you're kind of proud of.
Well, I just got an email late last night from the global head of our mergers and acquisitions department, who's my, you know, kind of immediate boss at the firm. And apparently for the 52nd consecutive quarter, we ranked number one in M&A in both the Thomson and Bloomberg Global M&A League tables, which, you know, wow. To be the leader in M&A since the year 2000 with so many competitive firms out there and so many fine law firms in the world, you know, it's something we're very, very proud
52
of.
52 quarters in a row. Now, see, that coincides with when you joined the firm, doesn't it, Andrew?
No, I joined 5
that's
years
the story,
ago.
That's the story you should be sticking to.
Hey, we closed 296 M&A transactions in the last quarter alone.
Wow.
And, you know, that's an indicator not just of, obviously, the success of our firm and the M&A right. department worldwide, but it's consistent with what we were talking about in the last segment, that, you know, this is imploding. And,
yeah.
and you know, if a firm of our size is doing 300 deals a quarter, you can only imagine what's going on a ripple effect around the world.
Oh, yeah.
And one quick message I want to get across to the listeners. Don't think just because you're small that you're not of interest to buyers. That is not true.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the trend is for big companies to be buying small companies to fill in missing strategic puzzle pieces.
Mm-hmm.
There's still some risk aversion out there. And so what some big companies are doing is saying, you know, normally we might bite off a really big chunk of the elephant, but since we're still kind of risk adverse and scared the economy may not hold up, let's buy lots of small, you know, take off a lot of small bites of the elephant. And,
right.
you know, we're
well,
seeing
and
a
big,
lot more.
Big companies are realizing they need to it's very difficult for a big company to become nimble.
Exactly.
But they're realizing that they have to be more nimble. And the way to be nimble is to bring on smaller, nimble partners.
Well, I'll tell you something else. Coming back to my other book, which is one of your and my favorites, which is The Harvesting Intangible Assets,
yep.
big companies are realizing they need small companies to be innovative.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going in and buying them for the IP and buying them for the creative thinking that goes on in so
yep.
many small businesses that
yep.
gets lost in the red tape and bureaucracy of big businesses.
The trick is to not contaminate those new acquisitions with the baggage of the greater organism.
Exactly. And there's three chapters in my book about post-merger integration and challenges, and you just nailed, you know, what would be a great topic for our next show, which is, you know, if you do get bought, what happens after that?
Right.
Because that's
yeah.
exactly right.
How do you keep having fun after you've been acquired? That's the title of that article.
Exactly. Well, especially if you're expected to stay on. You know, one of the
yeah.
key things, this is really a great point before we end the segment, and that is, you know, it's very important for you as the small business owner to be thinking, if I were to get bought tomorrow, what do I want to do next? Do I want to stay with the company, and
mm-hmm.
can I transition to the role of an employee? Do I want to leave the company and start a new business, which goes to the issue of non-competes? Or do I want to become, you know, a senior pro golfer
right.
and go retire?
Well, you're going to more than likely be required to provide some kind of a transition period, a year, two, three, five, whatever.
Exactly.
And you're right. That's a gut check you got to have with yourself, isn't it, to say, okay,
exactly.
You know, could I put up with this for 5 years?
And it's a complicated discussion. And by the way, another great piece of advice to get in before we leave this morning is, you know, make sure that You don't wait till it's too late. The time to be thinking about this stuff is not when you've been, right. Diagnosed with cancer or right. have a quadruple bypass. The time to think about this is now while you're healthy and you're focused and you're in every day and working 18 hours like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Now, you got to plan for this. And as I said, 5 years is the minimum, and 10 years is not too soon. Andrew, thanks again for being here. Good job today. We're thinking about you and your family with the passing of your dad, Sheldon, and we appreciate you sharing those thoughts with us.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great day, everybody.
Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. JonesDay.com is the website. Be sure to check out his books. Go to Amazon. Just type in Andrew Sherman. You'll be amazed and impressed at all his body of work. A couple of dozen books at least. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.